Welcome to Wild About Utah, a partnership of the Stokes Nature Center, the Bridgerland Audubon Society, and Utah Public Radio.
Hi, I'm Holly Strand. Earlier this year, Cutler Marsh and nearby Amalga Barrens in Cache Valley were recognized as one of the world's most important bird habitats. This recognition came from BirdLife International and its U.S. partner, the National Audubon Society. In an earlier episode, I talk about the criteria for becoming an important bird area, or IBA for short. The Cutler Marsh Amalga Barrens IBA was recognized because of its large population of nesting white-faced ibis. The strange thing is that 30 years ago, there were relatively few ibis in the area. But when the Great Salt Lake flooded in the mid-1980s, many of its rookeries went underwater. So some ibis moved to higher ground in Cache Valley, and apparently found it to their liking. Local birders were amazed at the influx. Wayne Martinson, head of Utah's IBA program, advised the local Audubon Society to start formal counts. The worldwide total of white-faced ibis is estimated to be 150,000. So to become a globally important IBA, the Marsh and Amalga Barrens would have to hold at least 1,500 birds. Brian Dixon of Bridgerland Audubon Society organized the censuses. Observations were made during the breeding season from 2005 to 2010. Observers defined an imaginary vertical plane to the north and south of the rookery. They would count the birds as they crossed the plane into the rookery and subtract the birds that flew out. Birds on the ground could not be counted, for they were hidden in the bulrushes and cattails. Observers kept a respectable distance. If approached, the adult birds might abandon its eggs or chicks. The results took the census takers by surprise. The first year count was well over 6,000 birds. The second year count was 8,094 birds. The site had five times as many birds as were needed to be designated as a globally important IBA. Then in 2000, the birds mysteriously vanished. Not a single ibis was counted in the rookery. Perhaps a severe weather discouraged nesting. The reason is still unclear, but the following year, the ibises returned, and by 2009, the count exceeded 7,000. Hats off to Bridgerland Audubon Society's Brian Dixon for organizing the counts. For some photos of the new IBA and the white-faced ibis, go to www.wildaboututah.org. For Wild About Utah, I'm Holly Strand.
Wild About Utah is a partnership of the Stokes Nature Center, the Bridgerland Audubon Society, and Utah Public Radio. For transcripts and archived audio of Wild About Utah, go online to upr.org and click on the Wild About Utah link. Support for Wild About Utah comes from the College of Natural Resources at Utah State University. Information is at cnr.usu.edu.